Hello, you are watching Black by Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black by baddies and those who love us. We talk about reality TV through a Black queer lens. I'm your head, by in charge, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment reporter and currently writing for Pop Heist. We're in our third week of Big Brother 27, and I have a video of Amy Bingham answering press questions, and that includes us. But first, please subscribe if you haven't already for future Big Brother content. We are also doing exit interviews for NBC's Destination X. You can also find that on Peacock. This week is the final week, so stay tuned for the interviews with the finalists. I also recapped the Ultimatum Queer Love with Quita Tinsley. We interviewed AJ and Brittany a couple days ago, so stay tuned for that video coming soon. Lastly, I'll be recapping Perfect Match with Quita for season 3, this time with Ty Lowry of Destination X. So again, subscribe so you don't miss that. Back to Big Brother 27. Jimmy was HOH and things got messy with multiple nominations taken down and having to replace them. Instead of one of his major targets like Keanu going home, it was Amy who was unanimously evicted. This is what she had to say about her experience.
Rachel is playing a very different game this season. It's more social instead of competition focused. As a fan of the show, how does it feel to be part of her new game, and how do you think Rachel's change in strategy will affect her legacy?
Rachel did say she's playing different this time too because the group is different. She said they didn't play this hard before. Seasons past were never like this, she had told me. So I think she's adapting and adjusting to how they're playing now, which is very hard. And it's all social. Like a lot of it's social. Of course you have to win comps, but yeah, it's a social game for her. And I think she's doing a good She's in a good place for where she came in because right away when she came in the house, Jimmy sat us down and he's like, okay, we all know what we need to do. Rachel needs to go. And everyone's just like agreeing. And like, I'm like, oh shoot, like I'm friends with her. Like, I don't want her to go, you know? And so I was just saying, yeah, at the moment, like, yeah, okay, agreeing with everybody else. But I was like, heck no, there's no way I'm voting Rachel out and going against her ever. Like, she was my ride or die in that game the whole time. Like, so I was never gonna do that. But oh my gosh, sorry, ADHD. What was the question? Did I answer it?
Yes, Amy, you did answer my question for the most part. I would have loved to hear more about how she feels being such a big part of Rachel's return, but that's okay. I am hoping to speak to Amy again in the future, but let me know in the comments of if you think how the cast is playing now versus the first time is a huge part of why Rachel is playing more of a social game. Are they actually playing harder? I don't know. I do think the blockbuster also changes things for Rachel. And also, I just think she's more mature. But again, let me know in the comments, and I hope you return next week.